Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello there, friends. You are listening to episode number 66 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. You beautiful soul, you. Welcome back. And I say that you're a beautiful soul, and I know that you're a beautiful soul because I know, like I know, like I know, that I don't attract mean-spirited people into my space for very long, at least. I know that anyone who I attract into my space and kind of stay in my bubble and learn from each other and grow from each other do not have just mean-spirited, cold hearts. So, welcome back, you beautiful soul, you. Today, I want to speak to the woman who feels like she's moving through life on autopilot. And I'm speaking to this woman because I was her. She was me. So I feel like it's so appropriate for me to speak on something that I know so well in my heart, in my soul, and have experienced for myself and have helped so many other women navigate through. The woman who feels like she's on autopilot, busy but not lit up. She's doing the damn thing. She's checking things off, productive, but she's not lit up, not powerful. Maybe you've been feeling unclear, disconnected, like life has become somewhat of a blur of busyness. Just check, check, check. You're crossing things off the list. You're doing what's expected. You always show up when you say you're going to show up. You are resting. You are working out. You are doing the damn thing. But deep down, you feel a little unclear. You feel like you're losing that fire, kind of uninspired. Maybe you're not even feeling sexy anymore. Maybe you feel like, I used to feel hot. I used to like shopping. I used to like feeling pretty. And I used to be able to take in compliments. And now, not so much. Uninspired. Not very sexy, not very flirty with my spouse. If that's you, I want you to lean in and listen a little closer. Because in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you some simple tools to help shift your energy, reclaim your confidence, and start feeling like the radiant woman you truly are. She's in there. Your fire is not gone. It just needs some oxygen, baby. This is your reminder that your fire is still within you and you can get it to burn again. You can get that flame going again and feel more inspired, more clear, more confident, have more energy. So I'm going to walk you through some steps, three practical steps that are very simple because you know I like to roll simple, yet don't dismiss the simplicity of it, okay? Some of the simplest things are not necessarily easy to do, but they are very simple and very practical. So the first step to boosting your confidence and energy is to pause the noise. And I'm telling you, this week, y'all, on social media, there's been a lot going on in this world. A lot. And I'm not saying you need to stay uninformed and turn a blind eye to all of the things. I'm just saying sometimes we can get so sucked up and caught up in these debates with people. You know, a lot of your energy is being expended probably this week. So I want you to step back, pause the noise. And if you need to get off social media, like I actually did, I needed a full 24 hours off that piece. There was a lot going on. So back to it. Pause the noise. Confidence doesn't come from doing more, being busy, 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 checking things off the list. It comes from remembering who you are underneath the to-do list and doing things with intention. Not just doing to do to cross it off the list, but everything has like a purposeful intention behind it. It comes from reconnecting to yourself. And let's be honest, most of us have been there. Waking up tired, rushed throughout the day, and before you know it, you've been running on autopilot for, 6 months, a year? And then you start to feel like you don't know who you are anymore. You start to feel like you are just the errand lady. You are just the mom. You are just. And you kind of forget the wholeness of you. The confidence, the fire, the playfulness, the flirtiness, the sexiness. It starts to dim a little, doesn't it? So confidence starts with clarity. And clarity requires some presence. Even one intentional breath with your hand over your heart reconnects you to your body and your power. And this is something that I've been playing with lately because, and like I said in a previous episode, when my Aura ring was yelling at me, like my activity was very, very high throughout the day and my restore time was low. And so I've been playing around with more intentional breathing, more intentional breath work throughout the day at the most random time to kind of lower that heart rate, tune back into myself, and make sure that I'm not getting so, so fired up in that moment that it's not necessary. So here's an exercise. Take one hand and place it over your heart. Close your eyes, if you can, safely. Take three slow breaths. With each breath, imagine that you're inhaling energy and exhaling all the weight of the shoulds and obligations. And as you do that, you can totally feel your shoulders start to relax. So inhaling energy, joy, love, excitement, exhaling should, why not, obligations. Now ask yourself, after those three breaths, what do I need in this moment right now? What do I require in this moment right now? And you might be surprised at that answer because sometimes it's rest, sometimes it's play, sometimes it's simply, I need to be kinder to myself in this moment. That tiny moment of awareness can reset your entire day. It gives you the opportunity to start taking control and taking charge of your personal well-being, your confidence, and your energy. So the second thing is move like you mean it. Energy is not just something you wait for, you hope for. You keep talking that we don't have energy. It's something that you create. I want you to try this. Put on a song that you love. Stay with me here because it's going to get a little silly. And dance like nobody's watching because nobody is, okay? Find a moment where nobody's watching. Not to be perfect, not to be cute for Instagram, just for you. Let your hips sway. I'm doing it right now, like you can see me. Let your shoulders roll. Movement shakes up some stagnant energy and reconnects you with your sensual, alive self. I don't care if you don't have rhythm. If you feel like you don't have rhythm, roll your hips, move your shoulders. And if dancing feels like a huge stretch, like you hate dancing. I don't know. Do people hate dancing? I don't know. To me, that's so foreign. But if you feel like that's too much, go for a walk in the sun. Stretch your arms out big. Like, we tend to be so constricted. Have you ever just stood and stretched your arms out or overhead? The point is not what you do. The point is that you move your body in a way that makes you feel awake, open, and alive again. So even right now, if you're able to stretch your arms up and dancing feels a little silly for you, a little too much, stretch your arms up, out, wide, wide, wide. That's going to open up your body, your brain. Okay, another thing, step three, speak to yourself differently. You know I talk about this so much. What you think about, the things you say to yourself matter. Confidence can't grow in a soil of criticism. If you are constantly criticizing yourself all day long, think of yourself like a little plant, just full of criticism. It's not going to grow. Okay? I want you to think about it like that. You need to become your own encourager, your own cheerleader. And here's a practice that I love, the mirror exercise. Feels awkward at first. Stand in front of a mirror and look into your eyes. Have you actually done that before? Stood in a mirror and looked into your eyes without doing anything else, without doing your makeup or anything, just looking into your eyes and saying out loud one thing that you admire about yourself in that moment. It could be, I love how strong my body feels. I love that I keep showing up for my family. I love that I haven't given up on myself. At first, yeah, it does feel awkward. But if you do take this on as a practice, over time, the words become a new internal soundtrack. Instead of the soundtrack of criticism, it becomes a soundtrack of encouragement. And that, my friends, is what you require in this moment. You need more encouragement, more love. Instead of waiting for the outside world to validate you, start validating yourself. That is confidence. Let me give you an example. Myself, who was stuck in a cycle of just work, errands, kid stuff, and exhaustion. I didn't feel super confident and sexy, you know, after you have kids and you're just doing the thing. And I feel like there's ups, ebbs, and flows of that. It's pretty normal. But I didn't feel very playful. I'm like, I'm just not feeling like me. Just feel sort of flat, neutral, meh, whatever. I didn't want that for my life. This was after my friend Daniel passed away that this light bulb hit. And this is what I wrote about in my book as well. That I started being like, okay, I'm alive. How the F do I want to live? And so I started with small things. This is true. True, true story. I started with dancing again. Not at a professional place because I didn't have a lot of time for that or anything like that. It was like a dance break every day. Even if I, like by the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I didn't dance today. I didn't feel like it. I kind of pushed myself to do that. And if there was a day that I didn't want to dance like big, I would like use that for big stretching, use that for big slow motion that might look silly to the outside person, but I did it for me, and when I was alone, no one was watching, and it let myself tune back into me. So after I committed to one song dance break every day, I also committed to that mirror exercise, to saying one kind thing to myself every single morning with looking into my eyes. And I can tell you, as like cliche or crazy as that sounds, or as simple as it sounds, within a few weeks, I did 100% notice that my energy was somehow different, that I wasn't as critical of myself. I really think it's because I was intentional about making a change, intentional about tuning back into myself so that I can feel like me again. I laugh more. You know, I started dressing up more. I started wearing lipstick on random days because that was something that made me feel more confident. And I love doing that, dressing up for date night, you know? Picking something out that's not necessarily your norm, but stepping out of your comfort zone, using fashion and like kind of feminine things for me was a big step in regaining some confidence and energy. The shift wasn't about becoming somebody new. It was about remembering who I was all along, bringing that fire back again. So here's your invitation. Today, take one of these steps, pause and breathe. Do those three breaths, inhale energy, exhale all of that frustration, the to-do list, the obligations. Move your body with intention, whether that's dance or just slow motion with arms extended, big motions. Do the mirror exercise. Speak to yourself with love. You don't have to overhaul your life to feel more confident and sexy again. It's not these crazy, big, grandiose things. You just have to reconnect with that spark that's already inside of you. Because the truth is, the world doesn't need another woman stuck in the busyness on autopilot. The world needs you. Clear, energized, magnetic, and alive you. Oh my gosh, that just brought like a tear to my eyes. Because I feel this, I know this, especially right now. The world does not need another woman that's sitting in frustration all day long and mad at the world and stuck on autopilot in her own busyness, spiraling out of control. It needs you to stand up, be clear, share your gifts and talents with us. Share that magnetic, beautiful soul that you have within you. Let's see it. Let's see the confidence and the energy come back again. If this resonated with you, take a screenshot of this episode and post it in the stories. Tag me. I'll repost it. I just want you to feel like you again. I just want you to be able to share your gifts and talents with the world because you have them. I want you to feel alive with energy and excitement to live. All right. That's all I have for you today. Take this, run with it, use it. Don't let the simplicity fool you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, you guys. Hug your families, hug your spouse, share your love with this world. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.